You're listening to AvWeb's audio coverage of AirVenture 2018, AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Russ Niles reporting from AirVenture 2018. It's the 66th annual. This is Communications Director Dick Napinski's 27th annual. It's my 16th annual. We just got annuals everywhere. Dick, it's shaping up to be a good show. We got a little bit of rain on the weekend, but the weather is going to be great for the coming week.
Well, that's what the forecast is saying anyway, and so I'm going to trust them on that one if it's good. If it's not, I'm not going to trust them. So it's looking good. The exhibitors have been coming in, setting up a lot of new exhibitors this year, a lot of aviation companies we haven't had here before, and a lot of old friends coming back again. And probably at Oshkosh, that's the biggest thing. You get to see old friends once again and talk airplanes for a week.
Well, I know it's hard to pin down highlights, but you've got some fairly special airplanes coming here this week, and that's what it's all about. Run down some of the highlights for us.
Well, some of the highlights are, you know, we've got things from the centennial of World War I, the centennial of the Royal Air Force, 70th anniversary of the Air Force Reserve. So a lot of those citizen airmen are bringing their aircraft here, everything from the tankers, and we have KC-10, KC-135, the C-5, the C-17 all coming in. A lot of the fighters like the F-35, F-16, F-18 will all be here. And a lot of interesting things in the future of aviation, too. You start taking a look forward, things such as the Black Fly that was just introduced by Opener here a couple of weeks ago, flying up in Canada for 7 years and nobody really knowing about it. And suddenly it emerges and it almost looks like we're in the Jetsons age all of a sudden. So you take a look at some of those things coming up, and it's really an interesting year looking back at our heritage and looking forward to what might be next.
Well, AirVenture is a lot of fun for people who like airplanes, but there's some serious work that gets done here, too. Everybody who's anybody in aviation will be here. Tell us about some of the issues that will be tackled and where the industry sits as a state right now.
Yeah. Well, the industry, last year, you may recall, we had the scrap of the decade with ATC privatization on our hands, and a lot of work went into that. And that, fortunately, has been put aside for the time being. We know it has not disappeared completely, so we're being vigilant about that. But so many things take place here. What is airspace going to look like with unmanned systems getting in there? We know they're coming. We're going to share the airspace with them with manned flight. How will that look? That will be a big thing. What are we looking at as far as the future in sport pilot, light sport aircraft? What could be going there? Of course, there are always fuels questions that come up. We have questions about what we'll be doing in amateur built. What will that certification look like in the future? There are always those meetings that take place, and things about airports and so forth. That'll be part of it too. We've got the acting administrator coming in here. NTSB chairman is coming in. They've got a big road show talking about aviation safety on Tuesday. So all of those things take place. There's a lot of business done here between government and the aviation community, and a lot of business done between businesses and businesses from throughout the aviation industry.
Well, we're looking forward to a sunny week. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.